Hello and good morning, everyone. Today is December 6th, 2023, and I'm recording this from back my home, New Jersey. So, this article titled "Writing This Made Me Realize My E-Veggies." What are they? What are the E-Veggies? And the subtitle is "Vegetables Bring Joy to Life." Here is the thing, guys. This article was written by me and published by Reciprocal. And Reciprocal is a sub-publication of Medium.com. And this, I wrote this article in response to Nature Prompt, 4th week of January 2023. We are now in December, right? So I don't even know what I wrote. So here is the thing, just know what I realized, that even though the system of reading my own article, for some people may sound, what is this podcast she's doing, right? I myself felt that way. What am I doing? I'm reading the previous article. I'm being like a utility person. You know, I want to utilize what I've written before in the form of my voice. And keep my life sane, right? Because sometimes, and as you grow older, you are thinking, oh my God, how do I spend my time? I'm no longer needed for this. I'm redundant. So, you know what? We have that resource. And what is this resource? Within our body, our ability to speak, the beautiful tongue, the beautiful voice, you know, in the throat. So, how can we use these and make it better and better until the time we are alive, correct? I think that's a great thought to think. So, I am going to read what is it E-Veggies that I wrote way back in January 2023. Thank you for being with me, guys. All right, let's go. I was getting ready to record an episode titled, "How Would You Respond When I Ask How Is Your Self-Talk?" when the following notification from Medium came in from Dr. Preeti Singh. She's one of the editors. She's a writer or an editor, but sorry, Dr. Preeti, if you're listening to my voice note, I mean to my podcast. So the notification said, the title to her article, "Vegetables Bring Joy to Life." You know what happens at that time? You got it. I got a dopamine gush. I allowed spontaneity to flow in by quickly skimming through the article and responding as under to that article by way of a response in her webpage. Thank you, Dr. Preeti Singh, for the mention. You always make a simple topic interesting. Your prompt is motivating me to participate. Let me see if I feed my motivation. Thank you. After recording and publishing the episode, I went back to my favorite SMD journal. You got it. Start My Day Journal. And checked what I wrote yesterday before going to bed. This is what I wrote in my SMT journal. Please give me a time slot to write tomorrow, January 2023, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. So this is unlike your to-do list or something like that. This kind of journaling is actually taking... number one, kind of specific, okay, the rational brain, the accomplishment and the doer brain. And then the emotional, I want to be good. I want to be, the magic word. Like my son tells his two-year-old toddler, what is the magic word? Please and thank you. So I'm giving that to my inner toddler. Please give me a time slot to write tomorrow, January 2023. You guys know about the writer's block. I have written, I've spoken about it. You know, you need to ask this because it's not so easy to show up in front of your computer. Nowadays, it's called gadgets distraction. Hey, should I write in my computer? Should I write in my laptop? Should I write in my iPad or cell phone? You know, all these things distract you. That's all I wrote. Please give me a time slot to write tomorrow, January 20, 2023, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. You may call it synchronicity or prayer or connecting with the universe. At 7 a.m., I was automatically brought to my writing station. I have the exact content in my mind. I am writing the second article in my new publication, Explore Your Magnificent Self. Doesn't that sound like a God-given gift to a writer experiencing writer's block? To me, it is a big yes. Coming back to the prompt, vegetables bring joy to life. As per the prompt, these are the requirements. You can write about your likes and dislikes of vegetables. You may write about a particular vegetable. You can write about how you use or grow a vegetable at home. What is your inspiration or how do you grow it creatively? Anything you like relating to a vegetable. Wonderful, right? So many options in this writing prompt. Now, I am choosing to use an acronym leading my brain to think of one vegetable per letter and see what I can create. V, vanilla. You might be wondering, what? Vanilla is a vegetable? Absolutely. Thanks to my decision to use an acronym to write this article, I'm also learning with you by researching more. Vanilla is from the dried, cured beans or fruit pods of the green-stemmed climbing perennial of the vanilla species, which is a member of the orchid family. I love the simple vanilla flavor in my ice cream and pudding. True, guys, nothing more, nothing less. The next word, or sorry, letter of the acronym is E, eggplant. This wasn't my favorite until I got married. My husband and my in-laws love eggplant, and I would watch them having hour-long conversations about how to cook a variety of dishes using eggplant. My favorite one is enna kathrika, one of the popular South Indian eggplant recipes made with tender brinjals. It's an ideal sweet and sour tomato and onion based gravy, ideal for lunch and dinner when served with roti or chapati. It's a traditional Tamil cuisine curry but is hugely popular all across South India. Next letter is G, ginger. Ginger is an underground stem. I love its pungency and generously use it in my cooking, especially rasam. I use it in curries, rasam, and preparing gravies and salt lassi, buttermilk, and tea. Eating ginger encourages efficient digestion, so food doesn't linger as long in the gut. E. Edward mango. The flesh has rich, sweet flavor with a mild, pleasant aroma and contains a monoembryonic seed. The fruit is widely considered to be the one of the most excellent tasting mangoes in Florida. I like to eat it as is or sprinkle it with some Himalayan salt and red pepper, the way it is served in Marina Beach in Chennai, India. Tea, tomato, no brainer. With my limited culinary skills, I see Tomato as my best friend who shows up in time when I'm in dire need of knowing what to cook for the day. This friend makes my rasam, my chutney, gravies, sauces, and curries delicious and praiseworthy. A. Avocado. An avocado is a bright green fruit with a large pit and dark leathery skin. I learned about avocado when I migrated to the United States, and I thoroughly relish eating it as a semi-ripe fruit in the form of a guacamole, mashed up avocados mixed with ingredients like tomato, onions, chilies, and lime. And actually, I've started eating it just like that. I just cut the avocado into two, use a spoon to scoop it out, and eat it. That's it, spoon by spoon. B. Banana. The thought and the sight of banana makes me happy. I love them for their health benefits, and more importantly, I love them for making me satiated when I just eat one banana when I'm super hungry. L. Lentils. The lentil, the botanical name, Lens culinaris or Lens esculenta, is an edible legume. I cannot imagine a day without eating lentils, also known as dals in India. Cooking lentils is an art. Each variety requires to be cooked in a certain way. Their lovely colors, shapes, and size, plus the recipes, dals, sambar, dhokla, muruku, bhajiyas, I will let you Google and learn more. That can be made are phenomenal. E. Elephant foot, yam, Amorphophallus. Amorphophallus paeoneophilus. The elephant foot yam is a tropical tuber crop grown primarily in Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, and the tropical Pacific Islands. It can be itchy when you cut this vegetable and requires that it be cleaned and boiled in tamarind water to avoid itching. It's not my favorite veggie, but I remember my parents impressing me to eat it, and it's a blood purifier. S. Spinach. Except for the cleaning part, I love to cook both South and North Indian dishes using spinach. The obvious fiber content and its health benefits need no mention. Well, my appreciation to Debika Kumari for her beautiful article titled Small Balcony Gardening Made Easy by Beginner. This is what I wrote in her as a response. I read your article when I was reading the following article. I could not even go further to read after seeing the pictures of your balcony flower pots, flowers. You have a green thumb and are very blessed to grow such beautiful flowers. Yes, guys, it was beautiful. Check this article out, please. I have given the link to her article. Another one, thanks to Mia Verita for opening my eyes to new perspective. The power of flowers, wonderful article. And what did I write in her page? Normally, I use roses, jasmine, carnations, chrysanthemum, and hibiscus flowers in my prayer altar to offer to deities. When I see thistle flowers, I would not even look at them. Yes, it is true. Today, by sharing how thistle flowers contribute to birds and small animals, you have opened my eyes to a new perspective. I will pay attention to them when I go for my walk. Thank you so much. So basically what I did, guys, was I used the acronym VEGETABLES, V-E, you know, like that. And then I created this article. That's all I did. Finally, please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalitha Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalitha Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice in Lalitha's Morning Musings podcast. And yet another way I help is lalithabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. Please go to this website. You will learn about how to protect you, individual, your family, your business. clients and service providers also with your Legal Shield and Identity Theft Shield protection programs. With that said, you have a fantastic day and bye-bye.